Proclamation number 2807 of July 10th, 1943. Spiritual turnaround. When humanity is facing a spiritual turning point, this is always a time of tremendous earthly upheaval, which spiritually and earthly only leads to chaos that ultimately ends in complete destruction. For a spiritual transformation of humanity can no longer be expected when humanity has reached such a state of chaos that it is no longer able to recognize God. This is why God has to bring about a complete transformation, which can therefore be called a spiritual turning point, because now an old period of time comes to an end and a new one begins, i.e., one period of development replaces the other. However, people believe in a spiritual turning point within humanity in the current period of development. Yet it is completely hopeless that humanity, which is so distant from God, will strive towards God again of its own accord, since it is devoid of all love and thus no longer recognizes God either. Consequently, an upward development of these people can no longer be expected. They will not remain on the same level of development either, but will only develop progressively, and this will inevitably lead to complete spiritual as well as earthly decline. An unimaginable chaos is therefore the consequence of this, and ultimately a divine intervention, a dissolving of that which can no longer achieve higher development. The old earth must be changed, and with it also the spiritual bound in form, which has failed in the lost test of earthly life. A spiritual turning point must occur, an end must be put to the disinherited state, and a separation must take place between those who strive towards God and those who are completely disinherited, so that the former will not fall prey to the latter. This point in time is no longer far away, because the increasing lack of love of man attracts them themselves. And when the thinking man recognizes the lack of love, it will also be understandable to him that God has to distance himself more and more from man, because his nature is love. And since love is the original substance of creation, it must perish as soon as God withdraws his love from it. The few people whose hearts are not yet completely cold are still holding back this event. But no spiritual blossoming is to be expected, and consequently also no long duration until the end of this disembodied world. The spiritual turning point is the reshaping of the old earth into the new earth. The spiritual turning point is the departure of the disinherited people and the time of deepest peace, which then follows the time of tribulation on the old earth on the new earth. However, the spiritual turning point can only come after the human race of the present time, which is completely disinherited, has been swept away and can no longer oppress the few people who recognize and confess God, for there is now a human race on earth, which is intimately united with God, which serves him and lets love be the first law, which fulfills his will and does not offend against the divine order, which therefore leads a life of peace and bliss, which is constructively active and knows no suffering and tribulation. It is a time that is completely different from the time before. But this time of spiritual change can never ever be granted to the people of the old earth, for they will never ever ascend after they have sunk so far spiritually that all love has grown cold amongst them. There is no spiritual blossoming amongst those people who are neither moved by adversity nor tribulation to think differently and turn towards God. There is only a constant progression which results in spiritual and earthly chaos, which can only be ended by the complete destruction of everything that harbors immature spirituality. However, Humanity can no longer be given much time because it will not remain on the same low level but will allow itself to drift further and further into the abyss, and the consequence of this must be an inevitable catastrophe, for the ever-increasing distance from God itself determines the hour of destruction because it signifies an increasing lack of love and is a withdrawal of the divine strength of love, without which nothing can exist. And the behavior of degenerated humanity also reveals its spiritual low. And it can be seen from this that the time is drawing ever closer, which signifies the end of humanity. The end time has dawned and it will not last much longer because the time limit God has given to the spiritual for redemption has expired. The end of a redemption period has come and the dawn of a new redemption period signifies the time of the spiritual turning point. Amen.